This is 30 Minutes with GSW, a weekly podcast from Benga Samu Wemimo Ministry International. May your hearts receive the engrafted Word of God and your walk deepened with the Holy Spirit as you listen.
This morning, briefly on the topic, am I free? Am I free? A lot of times I meet believers who claim they have given their life to Christ and are born again. But you cannot see the evidence of freedom. One of the ways you know if somebody is free is that the person is open to speak about his or her faith. Because your freedom is a direct expression of your faith. You are not free before you met the Lord. Even though you are living your life the way you wanted, you are living your life under the burden of sin, of death, under the yoke of the enemy, you are not free. Freedom was an illusion in the world. Many people say, oh, I want to be free. I want to live my life free. I don't want any encumbrance of religion. I don't want anybody to put me under anything. I want to be free. They find out that as long as they were not in Christ, they were not free. They were there like sheep for the slaughter. Easy to attack. Easy to put into bondage. Easy to put into shame. Easy to take away their freedom. They find themselves falling prey to sicknesses, to diseases. They find themselves unable to exercise that freedom to the maximum. Afraid of witches, afraid of wizards, afraid of evil arrow, afraid of incantations of chants, plagued by nightmares, evil dreams, all the things, afflictions that afflict the sons of darkness. We know that what I'm saying is true. Many of us, even when we thought we were free without Christ, we realized that our lives was from crisis to crisis. Our realities were unsettled. We lived a life of bondage under the illusion of freedom. And so one day came, we decided that we would follow Christ because he offered true freedom, not only liberty of the body. He also gave us authority to rule over our own lives. Authority to rule over our own lives to the extent that we can actually do whatsoever we want. And we have the full backing of the Holy Spirit at all times. This is something that is unique, because every other religion did not offer freedom. They offered all sorts of things to those who follow their gods, but they never offered freedom. A religion will offer that you have to pray 5 times a day. You have to do this religious oblation. You have to do that religious oblation. Christianity was never like that. We were free. But where is the evidence of freedom? If a born-again Christian is lying, for example, you had lived your life before you met Christ. You've made your mistakes. There are things you are ashamed of, no doubt. We all did things we are not so proud of, no doubt. But you are now in Christ. One of the first evidence of freedom is that you will not pretend as if before you came to know Christ, you are a saint. That would be unfair. It would mean Christ has had no impact on your Christian walk. The least you can do is acknowledge that, hey, before I came to know Christ, this was the reality I was walking in. it seems to me that anybody that after he has come to know Christ is still ashamed of his or her past is not really free. Why? Because that past can be used to blackmail you. No, I had to intervene in a matter maybe 2 or 3 days ago. A lady wanted to marry a young man. The lady is in Nigeria. The young man is abroad, somewhere in Poland. And both of them were talking on the phone. They would chat with each other, talk with each other. It was a serious relationship in court. Lady is a believer. Young man is a believer. Along the line, the relationship did not work out anymore. The two of them parted ways. A few months later, this lady met somebody else. She wanted to go ahead and marry the person. Then, during this last December, when people would travel home from abroad and meet relatives and friends, the person that this lady wanted to marry, who also is abroad, is in the UK, came home to see her. They began to talk. Okay, you've been talking on the phone. Okay, I'm coming home to see you. They got to Nigeria to see each other. They got talking. Oh, how are you? What have you been up to? What happened to your previous relationship? It is required that you tell the truth of your journey. Otherwise, you will never be free. It means you are not free. The lady kept mute. Didn't, maybe out of fear, maybe out of, I can't tell the reason, didn't own up to the fact that she ever dated anybody, kept saying that, I was trusting God, you know, I didn't put myself out there, you know, why? You know, it is very essential and instructive that a Christian must know that not only do you profess to be one, that you should, as a believer, be open and forthright about your journey. It is important. But if you are not open and forthright, it will mean you are not really free. Your past is still holding you bound. It means if you ever made a mistake in the past, that mistake is still having a hold on you. And many people just don't have the foresight to think that there is a digital footprint that can easily be unearthed to show where you've been, who you've been with, who are your friends. You know, so if you cannot tell the truth in simple things, who wants to be with you in the long run? I, for one, cannot be friends with people who are pretending to be one thing when they are really not that thing. And I mean it with all my heart. Those who are close to me know this. I judge no man in food or in drink. The Bible says, therefore, let no one judge you in food, in drink, in the day you worship. I judge no man. All the religious things that people do. Oh, don't eat this. Don't eat. I don't. I have no judgment at all. I allow everyone to express their faith in their freedom. As I express my own in my full freedom, and I dare anybody to judge me. I dare anybody. I did not become a born-again Christian to please any man. I've never become, I didn't came into Christ. I'd rather just stay in the world. But that I came into Christ, I came to please God. I have an audience of one. And to that God, I intend to be faithful all my life. That is the truth. And that is the standard I hold every other believer to. That is my standard. I do not have any religious standard by which I weigh whether a believer is holy or not, because I've seen the world and I know that hypocrisy is everywhere. Christianity is your journey with God. This sister couldn't tell the truth, not knowing that this particular man and the one in Poland had met at a conference, and they had talked, and the guy was just waiting for her to at least tell the truth. Oh, I dated this guy in Poland. It didn't work out. They didn't actually see each other. Nothing untoward happened, but she simply couldn't tell the truth. And then the guy in the UK reached out to me and said, wanted to break up with her, that she's a liar. I said, oh, what did she do? Said, oh, she couldn't tell the truth. That he asked her several times. And stylishly even tried to remind her that, oh, do you know anybody in Poland? And that she was just like, Poland? No. And then he reached out to me and he said, oh, he didn't want the relationship again. That he cannot be with somebody who he cannot tell whether that person is telling the truth or lying. Somebody who cannot just be forthright. He couldn't see what a true person is because she had not been forthright. And so I called her and I told her, why? Why? What is it that you did with this guy in Poland that is so shameful that you didn't want to talk about it? Then she said, oh, it wasn't about being ashamed. It was that, you know, I just didn't feel comfortable. I was like, no, no, no. You see, Apostle Paul said that I am Paul of the tribe of Benjamin. He said, I was born like one who was born after time, after the reality of time. I persecuted the church. I was there when Stephen was killed. He said, but Christ saved me. And the life I now live is not my own. For me to live is Christ. He wasn't boasting. He wasn't glorying in the badness of his past. But it was his past. It was his past. If your past still has that kind of power to stop you from living in your present, then you are not free. Notorious armed robbers like Shino Rambo, who became a Christian, they would come out and talk about their past. That those are notorious armed robbers that killed people, that got thrown in jail, that had nails stuck into their brain. They come out to tell the story of their past. We do not judge them for it. We celebrate the fact that they are free. They could talk about their struggles, their pains, their journey. I remember a young man that I would consider a friend. He was previously married, and then he got divorced. And then he was going to go into another relationship, and he didn't tell the lady that he was ever married before. You are a Christian. You shouldn't deceive anybody. You shouldn't. If you are planning to get married, it is only fair that you tell the truth to the person you want to get married to. This is my journey. Let the person live. If the person cannot cope with it. But if the person can cope with it, the person will stay. But let the truth be the foundation of your relationship. What is it? Who are you trying to please? You're not a child. You've had your journey. Okay, sister had a baby, said the baby belongs to her mother. You had a child before, when you were in secondary school. Your parents raised the child. Now you are going to get married and you cannot see her children. You are saying no, no, you want to pretend that you didn't have a child. But you are still going to marry this person. So after marriage, you are now going to reveal the truth. And you expect the marriage to continue. You basically K-legged the marriage by abusing trust. It means you are not free. You don't know. The power of freedom lies in the fact that you can own up. You can say, this is who I was. And now, this is who I am. This is who I am now. This is your life. You cannot live it by anybody's standard. I do not. I guarantee before God, I do not live it by anybody's standard. Everybody would have their opinion of their own life. You will not have an opinion of my life. I did not come to this life to please you. So you put your own life in a basket and be measuring your life. You will not measure my life. I am not, and I will never be your specimen. And the same way, you should think. You shouldn't be afraid of people's opinion so much that you would allow it to make you a liar. It will allow you to make you a deceiver. It will give you a bad name. Be forthright. This is who I am. Own up to it. It is part of your Christian credential that you are able to say, this is who I was. But thank God for His saving grace. This is who I am, and this is who I am aiming to become. That is when a Christian has the true expression of freedom. If you are here today, you are listening to me, and you have made up your mind, oh, this thing, that thing, that don't. It is not a good thing for a Christian to have skeletons in their cupboard. I mean it. No, I mean skeleton of your own making. I don't mean skeleton of other people's making. Some people try to put skeleton in other people's cupboard. If you are a truthful person, all their skeleton does not matter. You understand? Oh, this one dated this one. And then he dated that one. And then he dated that one. And then when they say, oh, yeah, dated, what is their business? Yeah. They want to put skeletons in your cupboard. Don't allow it. It is your cupboard. Don't allow anybody to hang anything on your neck that is you didn't hang there. But if you are the person that is keeping secrets and dodging and lying and deceiving people, then the skeletons will come back to haunt you. Do not allow anybody to have the power to blackmail you or to hold anything over your head or to turn your good intentions into evil intentions. Don't give the devil the power to take away your joy, to ruin the plan of God for you, simply because the basic tenets of freedom, which is the ability to tell the truth, you have mortgaged it out. A good relationship went down in flames because somebody couldn't tell the truth. You cannot blame the brother for wanting to know. At least, even if you want to do is it a polygraphic test where they strap somebody to a machine and then they want to know if the person tells the truth. They would ask the person what they call base questions. They expect that when they ask you the base questions, you will answer truthfully. That way they will be able to establish this is a lie, this is the truth. Going forward, when you now tell them things, they will measure it against that base question. They will ask a question like, what's your name? You tell them your name. They say, I've never slept with your mother. You will say, I know. Uh-huh. So they already know how you answered when you said no. Then that's their base. So if they now ask you, did you take money from the bank? You now say, No, 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 no. They say, this no, and the previous no are not the same. He's lying. That's how they do polygraphic tests. And that is how all of us who are in relationship, friendship, and all that with each other, that is how we relate to. We want people to give us the base of their truth. So I know when you are speaking to me, I know when you are telling the truth. I know when you are being coy, when you are not speaking with your full mouth. That is how we relate with each other. So you hear a wife say, when you are talking earlier, I know you are not telling the truth. The wife will say, why did you say that? You say, because I know you. I know how you do your mouth when you are not telling the truth. And then the other will laugh and say, yeah, I didn't want to say it in front of mommy, you know. So I had to. And so a couple would then, or people would then know each other that way. You know each other that intimately because you develop an instinct for the baseline, for truth and deception. But when your baseline is and default is deception, how can you ever expect anybody to take you serious or to regard you when it comes to the truth? Somebody asks you, oh, have you ever had a child? And you are saying no, only for the person to find out that you do have a child. A person is asking you, did you date somebody in Poland? Yes, I did. But it didn't work out. We were together for some time, but it didn't work out. So it's as simple as ABC. And there is nothing that can put any man under a yoke than a lie. People blackmail people because they have secrets that they are keeping. People extort people. I've had the opportunity of handling many cases. I handled one maybe a few months ago where the lady sent pictures of herself unclad to a guy, and the guy began to extort money. Ask her that I'll put it on the internet if you don't send me social amount of money. And the lady ran to me and said, but Benga, please, they want to do that. I said, oh, said this one guy. I said, how can you, how, why did you find yourself in the hand of this kind of a person? How? What happened to your instinct? And then I stepped into it and cleared the case. And I made sure the guy with the letter of apology, and the guy went away. But again, why would you put yourself in that kind of a situation? Am I free? Am I free from demonic oppression? Am I a born again Christian who is claiming that I'm in Christ, and yet I'm seeing the devils are oppressing me? If the devils are oppressing you, then you are not free. How can you be free? How can you be in my house and you are in another person's house at the same time? You can only be in one place at once. If you are in Christ, you are in Christ. If you belong to the devil, you belong to the devil. But that you will say you are in Christ and that the devil is the one that is attacking you, how can that be? Do you think the house of Christ is so porous that the enemy can come in and... No. You have to establish freedom of thought in your mind. As I speak to you about your physical, psychological, mental freedom in Christ, I speak to you also about your supernatural and spiritual freedom. Ask yourself, am I free? If you still believe that the devil can attack you, you are not free. You are fearful. Even though you are in Christ, you are fearful. A fearful person is always believing that evil is about to happen. That is the essence of fear. And Christianity is all about faith. No, nothing untoward can happen to me. I guarantee it. Because there is no room for fear. Perfect love has cast out fear for me. Nothing untoward. No antics of man. No scheme of man. Nothing. No plan, no plot. Nothing. I fear no evil. That's what. that's the absolute truth. I fear no evil, either from man, from friends, from foes, from tailbearers. I fear no evil. Because this is the lot of those who believe in God. A Christian that is afraid is not free. And I will not be held bound by anything. There's one thing I cherish. It is the liberty that I have in Christ, the liberty of the Spirit, the freedom to live my life on my terms and to live my life to glorify God. I do not trade it. I do not trade it. I fight religion every day for it. Every time they say, oh, you must do this, I'll say no. It's not scriptural. That is the standard of my life. I stand with the scripture. And if you want to say, oh, you want man of God, I will say, shut up. I don't want to hear. This is how I live my life. To be free. To be free of every psychological, moral, spiritual jargons that people want to put people to. I do not want to serve any man in the name of serving God. I want to serve God. I want to serve God. I don't want to serve our Jew. I don't want to serve our founder. I don't want to serve my church pastor. I want to serve God. In order to serve God, I must serve him in freedom. It is supposed to be a choice, not supposed to be coerced into it. You're not supposed to tell me that if I do something, I go to hell. No, I'm serving God willingly. The same way the devil cannot have access to putting me in bondage. Because I will not serve the devil. I will not serve him by default. I will not serve him with anything. I am free indeed. Are you free? If you are free indeed, you begin to program this in your mind. You begin to tell yourself the truth. I am free. I belong to the Lord. I have the liberty of the Spirit. Therefore, nothing shall by any means hurt me. I will not be afraid of some pestilence. I will not be afraid of the terror that goes by day. I will not be afraid of witches. I will not be afraid of wizard. I will not be afraid of anything. For I am a man, a woman, I'm a woman of faith. This is very important, especially to today's Christians. A lot of churches monger fear so that they will keep us under bondage. That's why they're always talking about witches, wizard, queen of the coast, enemy. All the prayer is always negative. Building up fear in the heart of people. When you make fear the primary environment of a person, spiritual attack is inevitable. For the Bible says fear brings terror. When somebody is fearful, it will be afflicted. But the Bible says that the righteous will be bold as a lion. Am I free? Are you free? Are you free? It is important that a Christian is free. We serve the Lord in liberty. We serve him in freedom. He did not call us slaves. There's another religion that all their members are called slaves. They know they are not free. They accept it. They say they are slaves. They say it all the time. Those are not children. They are not children. They are slaves. And they live like slaves. But we are children of God. We are free. And that freedom is not an illusion. It is true freedom. Christ is our liberty. Christ is our freedom. Freedom in all things. You must be free. This is my message for you today. As you go into this week, you walk in freedom. You are not held bound by any work of darkness. You do not live your life in fear, in terror, in servitude. You are not a slave. You are a child of God. You are a prince of the Most High. You are a prophet and a priest of God. You have been redefined for life. You have a crown on your head. You have a scepter in your hand. You are not subject to demonic oppression. You are free. And the scriptures say you are free indeed. If the Lord shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. I declare that today, as you go to your churches, you experience and exhibit the freedom of God. You set the captives free. You show them the true meaning of freedom and the free expression of the Spirit. Thank you, Father, for this is so. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. There's somebody that is blessed, that is free. Shout glory!
Glory to God. We trust you've been blessed by the Spirit-inspired words. Do come back for more. also visit the ministry website at www.gswmi.com for more inspirational content.